This week on Clown College.
What did you say, Brandon?
The dump truck be like the snake.
The snake or the dump, what was the first
one? Classical truck. Pee,
the
pee.
Dump truck.
You call your
dude,
penis
I call it
dump
all
truck.
That. I call it be like, hey man, the old football, the old chain, the old anaconda.
Okay, I get anaconda, like, oh, and I get
yeah, snake is fine.
Yeah,
every other one is. Good. Well, what are some like, others? Like, what?
What
are,
I do is like, you know how a mafia person will tell you they're trying to kill you, but they'll be like, "Hey man, you keep messing around, I'm gonna put you in the old shutter or something." Like I do it uh-huh. like that my junk, man. I'll be like, uh-huh. "Yeah man, you know the old vehicle's about to come out."
Uh huh. The old
like
Ford
that,
Taurus.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The old Mustang GT, the Scat Pack.
Uh huh. I like that.
The old.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge. In many ways, the elevator make you sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on the ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while. If you're down to clown, we got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wellison, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon,
they definitely fuck.
Superman and the mysterious lady.
Yeah, because my thing is, if man, that kissing, it's uh-huh. probably gonna happen.
You think always kissing leads to fucking?
Good amount of times.
But he has super.
Not wrong about that. Yeah.
He has super like everything. You think she could handle it?
Mm. Yeah, he could adjust it.
He can come at the speed of light.
Yeah, I know, but he can control it. He just tell her to like uh-huh. you know, when people get risky and uh-huh. do their old raw thing, just pull out in time. Because like if she doesn't, she's going to die. So she's going to be like, "You almost there yet?" And he's like, "I'm almost there." And then as soon as she gets off, it just shoots a hole in their roof.
Oh, yeah. I just meant he could come quick. I didn't mean like he has like a laser like come.
He probably
but
does.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, probably, definitely got to pull out then.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something probably out there.
Yeah. Little did you know, his other kryptonite is condoms.
Yeah.
Superman.
Yeah, you can pull up for Trojan and throw it at him.
A what now?
Trojan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A Trojan?
Yeah, Trojan. What they call it? Trojan.
Have you ever went
Trojan's
to the counter
good
and asked for Trojans?
At my school, yeah.
What do you mean? What the
at
fuck?
At the counter?
Yeah, because they sold them at the counter.
Really?
Yeah, one.
At your high school or
yeah,
your college?
College.
College.
And they
yeah,
had a fire and ice one. I was like, I don't know. Yeah, let's try it.
Yeah, how'd it go?
Burn. Yeah, that wasn't good. That shit didn't work.
Huh.
Don't buy it.
That's funny.
This is like hot, cold.
Yeah, no. Well, no, I used one once, but it was really cold. Mm-hmm. So do you get to pick? Yeah, I feel like I put
I
it on upside down.
Pick. Yeah, no, you can pick this different one. There's a cold one, then you got a hot one.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like hot on the outside, cold on the inside. No. Oh.
Would you want it cold on the inside, though?
Yes. Yeah,
I mean, Brandon seems to be sure. Cold on the inside.
Yeah.
I don't know because, like, honestly, it didn't take effect until I had already come. So, so I was like just taking it off, and I was like, "Oh shit, my dick is like getting cold."
Damn.
I was like, "I guess that's what I was waiting on." But
it just hurts.
Yeah,
it's on fire. Yeah, it hurts.
Charlie Swisher.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
So, yep. Filling in, you got me at the last minute.
Hell yeah. Appreciate you coming, man.
Yeah, no problem.
JJ's a piece of shit.
Yeah, we love you.
I'm always a call away. I was, I didn't want to say what I was doing when Alex called, though, which actually, that was my first mistake because you called and I was like, you were like, "You got anything going on?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm not doing anything." Which you never start a call with that. Because in case I wanted to change my mind and be like, "No, I don't want to do it." But no, I was sitting there. I just made a fountain. And so I was enjoying my fountain.
What the fuck do you mean you just made a fountain?
Like I had like a baby pool. And I like dug a little trench and put the baby pool in there. And then put a liner on it and put like a fountain in there. So it's pretty sick.
That is sick, man.
Look, I'm going to live in like a suburban ass house. I'm going to do suburban shit. It was really nice. So
that sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
Peaceful.
Yeah, gotta get back while the sun's still out. So this will be a quick up.
So they're like outside or in your house?
Outside. Okay. Outside in the backyard. Yeah.
Hell yeah. And you say it was in the pool too?
Little baby pool. Oh, cool. Yeah, I had a little baby pool.
You gonna swim in it?
No, it's a little too small for that, especially with the fountain in there. But I guess I could dip my feet in. I mean, why not? I'm already fucking sitting by a fountain in my backyard. I might as well put my feet in.
Those,
why not?
Those are the only pools Brandon can swim in.
Yeah.
It's baby pool.
Yeah, I'm not a good swimmer like this, man. I mean, I can swim for a little bit. Then we drown.
No, we taught you how to swim, man. You're good.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, I'm good for a little bit, about 5 minutes.
Why do you think that's the time? If you know how to swim, you can do it for five.
You can swim.
Oh, well, maybe, man.
Like, what happens after five? You get tired?
I don't know.
Or you
I don't
how?
Know. Maybe because I'll do the doggy paddle. I don't know how long that lasts.
They last for a while.
Yeah,
long,
you can go. You
it'll
can
last
go
as long
time.
As I want? Wait, okay.
Yeah.
Doggy paddle.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can float. Paddle. I mean, I can float too, so. Just lay on my back.
Yeah.
That works.
Wait, you can float on your back?
Oh, yeah, man. I can float.
Then you can last for...
Oh, then you're safe then.
No, I'm safe. Okay,
yeah, no, just... because, I mean, then worst case scenario, you just float. I can swim pretty good, but I can't even, like, float on my back that
really?
Well. Damn, yeah, man. I don't know. It's like, I finally figured out it's a... You're like, it feels funny on your ears when you're doing it right. Hmm. Right?
Yeah, I figured you just Anybody? Had like...
I'll teach
like...
you.
I feel like you just had a built-in snorkel for it.
Well, that only works for backstroke.
Yeah, I'll teach you how to float.
I appreciate that, Brandon. You can give my lower back a nice little lift, a little lumbar support.
Lower back legs.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of lifting, you've been lifting a lot now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Man,
oh, shit.
Go to the gym, work out.
Hell yeah.
Trying to get this job, man.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Hell yeah. Almost done. Two weeks till... Brandon might be saving your life.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hell yeah, man.
I need to tighten up. I got to stop taking so many risks. Honestly, having tighten a up. Fountain in the backyard, I might drown. I got to get rid of that.
Yeah.
No more sharp corners.
Yeah, Carol, tighten it up, man.
Yeah.
Did you know EMT, they start off at $14 to $15 an hour?
That is terrible.
That's crazy.
That is fucked up. Yeah. Our whole pay scale is backwards on everything.
Yeah.
Country.
Yeah.
Like it's like the jobs that should be paid the most are paid the least and vice versa.
True.
You get some fucking guy with a startup and just get ample amount of money from everybody giving him money.
Yeah, like, for a fucking like quicker every time somebody has a startup, I don't even know what it like is.
I think it's just a way to funnel money.
Yeah, it seems like it
has to
usually
be.
There's an app involved, but like I've never used any of this. The only apps I've downloaded are the ones everybody's heard. I have like Uber Eats and Subway server. Like that pretty much sums it up.
WWE champions.
What's that? League of Champions?
No, WWE champions.
Oh,
we all have
of
that.
Of course,
one.
Foolish me. Yeah.
Fucking Hog Riders.
Hog Riders.
Yeah, you know what's that thing called? Clash of Clans. Or
something? Oh yeah. Mm. But the quick one, there's Clash of Clans where you like build a society or whatever, man. And then there's the like fast the fast paced version.
Clash
one.
Royale.
Clash Royale.
Yeah,
that's what
one
I'm thinking
I'm
of. Yeah,
that's too much time for the first one.
The first, it does take forever to build a city on your phone. They figured out like it still needs to take a long time to be sat at, because if you could just put it all down, people wouldn't be into it.
Mm-hmm.
So like when it takes days, you feel like you did something.
You ever see those games? It pops up on my Twitter like when they're shooting something, and then like you shoot this, you get times four.
Oh my god, that ad is relentless on my YouTube. Every other ad is for the game, and they're like. You know, tired of those ads for games that when you get them, they're not really the game. Well, this one was designed off of that, but this is the real game.
Yeah, dude. That's a red flag.
I hate it so fucking much, dude.
And they lose on purpose, like on the ad part, because you're like, clearly you would shoot the fucking times 20 than this little fucking gun, and you shoot that one down to 5, and then you go over there. You're not going to make that. Yeah. So you're telling yourself, like, I want to get this guy.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, I'd do better than this bitch. Yeah. God damn it, dude. And she gets to make money selling the game. Like, let me do an ad, because they always like that now, where like it's the person pretending to play the game, you know, which I don't believe that they are. I think they're like watching a video of the game and talking about it. And I just decided that today when I watched one of the ads. I should just pay for YouTube rather than download the free game.
If you watch YouTube and you don't, I have paid for it for so long, and then I watch, you know, sometimes you click on it and it'll be like you're watching regular, and those ads are crazy. There some not skippable, and it's way longer.
Yeah, way
now.
Longer, dude. It,
way
it,
longer.
And it's worse on the TV, I've noticed. If you put it on, if you do YouTube on the TV, I guess they like know, and they make the ads longer for sure. And more often. Really?
Well, just with your info. Just like
so the TVs are spying on us?
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, so Walmart owns Vizio, and Vizio is has Roku built in, so they have all your fucking login.
Okay.
Habits.
Walmart owns Roku. I do have, yeah. I do have a Roku TV, so I guess it's yeah.
Well, they're watching everything.
Yeah,
dude.
I mean,
yeah.
It's
true.
It's not special.
Dude, yeah, it's literally the scene at the, I can't remember if it was the last one or the second to last in Severance when there's the guys in the room at computers looking back through their computer. My bad. Spoiler.
Oh, so you have? Oh, come
yeah.
on, man. What are you doing?
Dude, they are always listening. They got me out last week. I was joking, my friend. We were joking about cartoons. I was like, yeah, man, you know. And back in the day, Miss Incredible, like, I liked her. I was like, yeah, man, you know, even Marge Simpson, she wasn't that bad. And then we were talking about, like, I remember, you remember Family Guy? What's that girl's name? With the
Meg?
Lois?
Lois.
I was like, yeah, man, they weren't bad. Like, I remember back then, I was like, yeah, man, I wouldn't mind. Like, that was some good shit.
Uh-huh.
I used to like that. And then, like, next day, I was on TikTok, and then it popped up with the two twins, like Marge's sisters.
Uh-huh.
And then they were, like, on there, and then they just opened up like this. I was like, what the fuck? I didn't search this up. My friends, like, we were all looking at my phone. They're like, what the hell? I was like, this is crazy.
He's trying to cover his tracks
like,
now.
Just saying, how the fuck? We were joking about Marge. I wasn't serious.
Did you watch it?
And it was TikTok?
No, it was Instagram. Mm. Instagram
still,
always.
Though. Yeah. I feel like that's more. I mean, I've seen that on, like, porn sites.
That's why I was confused.
Is that why?
But it's,
yeah, and we looked at it because I was like, let me see if this is real. And then it was really going on, and I turned off. I'm like, this is wild, man. I can't believe.
Wait, what did you mean, let me see if it's
because
real?
Because I was like, man, maybe this is just a clip from the show. And then when I clicked on it, it was not a clip from the show. This was some fake shit. And I was like, I never searched this up. I don't know how we were joking about all this stuff. Because, like, that classifies as, what they call it? The hentai. And we were like, this is crazy. And then that pops up. And I'm like, this is wild as hell.
Man, that is wild, yeah.
So you clicked on how long did you
Selma
watch it?
We just looked at it one
time. You're
saying run. We? Yeah, because I was joking. I was like, this is crazy, y'all. Like, I mean, this has never popped up on my phone. We were talking because we were talking
I'm
about
sure
that
it was
day.
Equally as convincing then.
They were joking around, and I did a joke. I was like, yeah, man, Marge Simpson, the sisters weren't bad either. And they're like joking around.
Mm-hmm.
And then that just
popped
up.
Then it popped up.
Yeah.
So they know you.
Yeah.
What?
So
the
listening.
Sisters are terrible. Though.
Yeah, they do. They talk like
I mean,
this.
They're literally made to be the worst. Like, they're like gross.
Really?
Like, Selma and. What are their names again? I swear it's like Selma and like Irma.
Let me show
or
you
some
a picture,
shit.
Though.
I mean, yeah, you can pull up a picture. I'm very aware of what they look like. I mean, literally, yeah. Dude.
Yeah, you said
Patty
they're not bad.
Selma.
Well, at the time, they weren't.
Back in their golden years.
Right here. Well,
yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, season one when they were drawn even worse.
Hot? Yeah, put
that's
hot
when
out
they
there.
Look good.
All right.
What'd you say?
Let's season see. One when they were drawn even worse. That's
wow.
when they really
so they got nothing. Wow.
Not, oh, so maybe there's an episode where they were young. Okay. That's right. Patty Bouvier. Dude, I still am, but I was a huge Simpsons fan.
Really?
As
me
a kid.
Too.
Yeah. I don't like remember as much as it, but I'd know like random facts about it and stuff. Cause I was trying to collect, I was trying to get every season DVD set.
Oh.
That was like my goal for a little while.
There's a lot of those motherfuckers.
There's a fuck ton. Back then, it was only like, it was less than 20. I think back then, but
how many
is
that now? Look at season.
Oh, dude, yeah, look at how many. It's the longest running TV show in history. Yeah, yeah.
It's still on right now, isn't it?
Yes.
Yep, still on now. I actually did watch like a recent one not that long ago, and it was. I mean, it was still good. It wasn't like extremely hilarious or anything, but it was all right.
785. I thought there'd be more.
Episodes. How many seasons?
Yeah,
36 seasons.
36.
Yeah.
Damn.
Damn, man.
1989.
20 years ago.
That's when they started.
Yeah, Sunny.
Yeah, that one's even crazier because that I would not expect to still be on TV. Like, The Simpsons was there before I was born and through my whole life. It makes sense. So, but Always Sunny is crazy that they're still
on. Whenever they were, people are like, you couldn't make, like Seinfeld, I think, say, he was like, and somebody else with a TV show that was The Office.
Mm-hmm.
Correll was like, you can't make that anymore. I'm like, Sonny still makes it.
Yeah.
And
I have not seen any recent seasons, to be fair. I don't know if it's like different.
I mean, it's not like peak Sonny, but it's still funny. It's still who they are. And their whole reasoning is, which is 100% right, like, we're making a show about the four worst people you've ever met who work in a bar. And they're like, how can you keep it going? Because people like that, they don't change.
Yeah,
They're always going to work in that bar.
Yeah, yeah. True.
And they're always going to... So if you're showing four of the shittiest people, you don't fucking butter it up to whatever is acceptable now. They're not going to do that. You ever met those people?
Oh, right, because they wouldn't. Yeah, that's a good... Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
They fought to take the... Standpoint. You know, they took the blackface episode off whenever he did because they were arguing what's more racist, blackface or black voice. So Dennis did half the movie in black voice.
That's
and then
right.
Mac did half the movie. And then they took both of those episodes down and they were mad about it. They were like, what the fuck? But they still let him keep the first episode in when Charlie says the hard R.
Really? Wow.
Like in the first 5 minutes too.
The gang gets racist or something. Yeah.
I can't believe they take shit like that down, man. You see, that's the overcorrection. That's what the Republicans want.
Dukes of Hazzard?
Hmm? Yeah, like they Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah. Wait, what about Dukes of Hazzard?
They took the whole
show. You can't like find it. I don't think
you couldn't for a while.
Okay, but they don't. It's not like.
And they digitally took the Confederate flag off the top.
Top of the car. Yeah. Oh my god!
Come on,
god,
man. What are you doing?
Dude, yeah.
That's just stupid.
Yeah.
But world's going to shit.
Because also then it just becomes everybody's just gonna be like say that I don't know, they brought back the TV show and they digitally get rid of it, of the flag on top, then it's just gonna be people being like, you know, there was actually a Confederate flag on top. Like, it doesn't disappear. People just go, like, that becomes the little factoid now.
And why you try to change fucking history? It is what it is.
Yeah. I mean you should try to change, but that's the voice that's held us back, Dom.
For how many years?
Just is what it is.
It is what it is.
Well, what you been up to?
Other than the fountain, not much. Playing FIFA. Actually, we were talking Always Sunny, Glenn McElhenney, and what's his name, own Wrexham FC.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, and right now in my FIFA game, we're battling it out for promotion, me and Wrexham.
Shit.
Yeah, it's not going to happen for him. Yeah, yeah. Well, I already played my games against them for the season, but I can tell they're dropping off. I'm going up. I'm winning games like 7-0 now, but I refuse to change the difficulty level because fucking
it's supposed to be
killing
fun,
it. Yeah, exactly. It's Hell supposed to be fun. Taking the more cam shrimps all the way to the top. I've managed to get a half Caribbean team now too, so that's pretty. It's hard to draft players only from the Caribbean. It's very difficult, but I'm working on it. So big stuff.
Yo, so what's your team? Is it your own team?
No, it's more cam FC. I just wanted to choose as low tier as I could go in the game. So it's like, MoreCamb.
You said More?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
C-A-M-B. You said M?
Yeah.
Is that it right there?
Yeah, that's it. The shrimps, baby, right there.
The shrimps. What the fuck?
It's a real team, dude. No. I didn't. That's how I chose it. When I was scrolling through like all the teams in like fourth division or whatever, I saw this one with shrimps, and I'm like, that's just hilarious.
Mascot? What's their mascot? It's not a shrimp at all.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It's a big ass cat. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's not lying. That's not a shrimp. So that's weird. I don't get that. But they do funny shit over there in England. Does he have three heads? Or is that his cheeks?
Where are you seeing three heads at?
No, that's his cheeks.
Oh, okay,
that's
I thought he had another face.
You know, like Sylvester Cat. He got that too, and
with the little side things, But no, I did look up the town Morecambe because I was like, I wonder what the hell is going on there. I don't know if I'm saying it right either. But like the only thing that comes up about it, and this is crazy because you hear about quicksand a lot when you're a kid, but like I don't know where the hell it is in the real world. I was starting to wonder if it's even real. But in Morecambe, 28 people died in quicksand.
What?
Yeah, they have like a really long big beach there, and the beach, it's just the perfect mixture of sand and water. Add quicksand into the search.
Yeah, let's see that.
And if I remember right, it was a bunch of like Chinese immigrants picking like oysters. And they didn't know that it's quicksand because they couldn't read the sign.
I mean, it's easy for them to go down.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I would pick them to be able to get out of it. I feel like that's like a...
they don't have that much space till they're all the way under.
Oh, that's...
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
That's thinking with your noggin.
That's the worst way to
I was
die.
Just thinking, like, I feel like getting out of quicksand comes up somewhere in Kung Fu. I'm not sure. I'm unfamiliar with the martial art, but...
We were just talking about the worst ways to die, and Brandon said, who said they wanted to be burned alive?
Brandon. Yeah.
No, not me. I had a friend that said that.
He was like,
you know, it's good to die young. Well, he's like, I'm glad that's what you're doing, because he's like, dude, hey, man, that's how I'd want to go. Going in the fire looking dope as hell. That's the best way to go.
It does look dope.
He's like, it's great to die young.
Pull up Monk on Fire.
Oh.
Now, that one is badass.
Yeah, that's the most, I feel like that's the most badass image like humanity's ever taken. Because also it's like, I mean, it is cool that it's like the most, somebody made that the cover of their album. I forget.
Like, he ain't even moving, dog. Half his shit was on fire.
Yeah, Rage.
Tough dude, man.
Yeah, no, that shit is insane.
Human Torch.
I wonder if anybody's like.
This promotion like, for the new Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah.
You want to see the Human Torch?
Of course they would. Of course they would cast some Asian guy to play the guy from Fantastic Four.
Let me see. 2025.
Fucking woke media.
Also, nobody ever responded to Brandon.
Let's see.
Should I look it up? Nobody says anything. I'll look it up.
See, I mean, it does look dope, but that's not realistic.
You don't think that's realistic?
I mean, yeah, if you're getting burnt up, but you're not going to be flying around happy about it.
No. They like the dudes who burnt themselves over. I don't even know what it was.
Oh, yeah.
See, look, this is why
the
you
one
don't
at the
kill
White
yourself.
House. Yeah, you got to tell people like what it's about before you do that, man. Take a breath.
He's smiling.
Oh, wow. That's a crazy... That guy's running around. That's a free Tibet flag behind him, too, or a Tibet flag. Yeah, but no, a guy did that at the White House. Like, it was not that long. It was only a couple years ago. Yeah. But nobody knew what his message was.
Man, let's see. White House fire.
He thinks people should be on fire. We're running society wrong. We should be... on fire.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm good on that.
You remember the one where he was screaming and he was like, free Palestine, free, and then it's like, you can tell that's when he got those vocal cords. He screamed for a good amount.
Damn,
yeah. He got a good amount out of
that's on Twitter.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Right, we'll check that out.
Brent, I'm starting to think you like to see death a lot.
No, man, no. Well, I like to prevent death.
Yeah,
that's what I like to do. I like to prevent death.
Well, if you're comfortable seeing it, you'll be more comfortable in that situation.
Yeah,
so.
Let's prevent it.
I'm not. I'll watch fucked up videos online, but like, oh god, there's one. This was the second time it popped up, so I should have known what it was. But it's a guy outside of a house and a lady inside, and she's filming him through the window, and he's yelling. He's clearly the problem in the situation. Like, heavy domestic abuser vibes. He's like, God damn it, Sally, have you done? And then he punches the window. As soon as he punches it, just explosion of blood. And, like, you know, he definitely cut his wrist. And then he's like, help me. And she's not doing shit. Which, like, you know, because you can't turn from calling her a bitch to being like, please save my life.
Dumbass.
But damn, yeah, it every once in a while you see one and it really fucking gets you in the head, and I was like, ah, fuck, I shouldn't watch that, because I just keep thinking about wrist, like,
when was your first time seeing that,
seeing somebody die like online? Oh, what was the first video? I don't know. I mean, it was probably like a car wreck on TV, right?
TV.
Or like, because they would say on TV, they'd be like, oh, they can't show it if somebody really died, but like, they show shit where people really die, for sure.
Yeah,
I mean,
dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially,
I mean,
when
literally
it's breaking
9/11,
news.
But
when it's breaking news,
yeah, for sure.
Or like when the war was popping off, they would show that shit.
Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah. I don't know, though. I can't remember first for sure, but what are some highlights of... what do they call those movies? What are the snuff film highlights?
Face of Death.
Face of Death?
Banned from TV.
Banned from, what is that?
Oh, that's what you're talking about. It was like a film that you could rent, and it was,
No, I don't know about this.
Yeah, and then you watch various people die in various ways.
No, we were on to DVDs by my childhood.
Was that it?
No. But so it's a video
That
of
is
just
Face of Death,
and it's just people,
dying.
Is it a
like
scripted...
that one was a good? That was probably that's the dude getting electrocuted right there with the shit over his eyes.
So it's a scripted movie.
No,
wait, this is real.
This is real shit. Like they have like they had the kid. Like,
well, no, but it's snuff film. Like I'm saying, is it a scripted movie? But they are actually doing it.
No.
This is just
a compilation of
okay.
My favorite one.
But where the hell do you get a video like that?
This is an electric chair.
This is an execution.
Yeah, execution, and then you see the blood comes out of his eyes after this, and he's not dead after the first time they shock him.
Damn.
So they have to come and check his pulse and then do it again.
Damn. See, that's why I prefer the acoustic chair. Sorry.
Scroll down.
Like Mark Zuckerberg, man.
There was one. This is my favorite one. I might have said it on here before, but it's like, so they were going bungee jumping, freelance bungee jumping, and they
freelance?
But yeah, they're just bumping, like they're just going
on their
there
own.
Hooking up, yeah,
oh,
and
wow.
jumping off. And
Holy
they did it to this abandoned
fuck.
Building, and they didn't account for them not having a 13th floor, because a lot of buildings back in the day had 13th floor taken out. And I swear he goes just like this. He's like, "You guys catch me," and they're filming at the bottom, like, and he jumps and he just boom.
Oh,
it's not funny,
oh my god, that is funny.
It is because he said, "Guys, catch me!" Come on, man, that's like off a movie or something.
Oh shit! You know what happened with the monkey?
Well, they got one on there where they got a monkey, and then like I guess it's in Thailand or something. They put it in this table, so it's like it's alive.
But they eat its brain.
But everybody beats it. Yeah, it's on Face of Death.
I didn't know you beat the monkey.
I think that's it's right there. So everybody gets a little mallet and they hit the monkey in the head and beat it, and then they open the brain up and eat it.
Oh damn, man! No, wow, that's you can't. Well, that thing would kill you, but still.
Yeah, that's a strong argument for colonialism.
This is crazy.
Maybe we should be running shit over there. if they're glory holing monkeys to slap.
Is somebody getting mauled by a bear?
Oh yeah, you always got a couple of those.
Well, yeah, it happens.
You got the stabbing, like it was a dude. It was a psychiatric patient, and he had like the nurse like holding her like this, and he stabs her in the neck with like I think it was a pin or something.
Oh yeah.
Let's see if we can find that. This it right here.
He looks. There was always somebody in school who got stabbed with a pencil.
Oh,
like,
man.
That was always a thing.
I did that.
And would you ever be like, "See, I have the lead still in"? I remember these kids who would be like, "Look, I still lead in there."
Like, oh, man, dude, bullet. I knew kids. Dude, I knew kids like that. Man, he'd squeeze it and be like, "Look, see, it's coming out a little bit."
Uh huh.
Like, he'd smile at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were always fucking weird. Those are the ones you got to watch.
Man, I remember accidentally like stabbed a kid in kindergarten because he was messing me with a pencil.
And you stabbed him?
Yeah. Like,
you accidentally, or did you?
I don't know what happened. I like in the neck, and I got my ass beat. Got like stabbed him.
But how do you not know what happened? You did.
Well, because it was like I just snapped because he just kept messing with me, and then I was like, "Leave me alone, that's it." And then, God.
Damn, and that was your last
day. And then my mom took me home.
Got to remove that boy.
That's
horrible.
I got my ass whooped. That
your mama whooped your ass?
Yeah, she did. Because she tried to paddle me. She's like, "Nah, I got."
They
like,
still did paddling down here.
You're
only fucking like.
No way, dude.
Yeah.
That's so.
And I was like, "Just paddle
damn,
me." And
Alabama's
they're like, "No, we
fuck.
Can't paddle you. Your mom's going to go." Like, "No, paddle me."
You wanted them to.
Yes,
I did.
Did
you used to see kids get paddled?
Oh, yeah. Like, my friend, he would get paddled on the regular.
That was here?
Yeah, like when I was at Chapman.
Oh, wow. Chapman Elementary or whatever?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, wow.
You know, 20,
damn, that's crazy.
It was like 2009.
Do they still do it?
No, not anymore. It was 2009, 2010, though.
Wow. I mean, that is.
That's not that much.
Yeah, that is late.
They calmed down.
I mean, really late. That's crazy. Wow.
But they do. We were just talking about, you got to beat your kids. When people go out there and have them, you not beat them, you got to touch them up.
A little tap.
Mm-hmm.
A little tap if they get out of line.
Uh huh. Just like a.
Just a little tap. Like, hey.
Yeah,
not like be all like punch. No, just a little tap. Just a little tap.
Yeah, or you do like the
newspaper,
the like fucking the dad pressure point thing.
Oh, I'll
just fucking grab you right here.
Yeah,
you don't have to beat nobody. Just a little tap. Like, don't do that. Hey.
Yeah, you gotta like Krav Maga, like sort of do
little newspaper. Fucking
poke them in their meridian lines. You know.
Shit.
I don't know what that is.
I
don't know what that is either. I can't agree with
that. I think
that's
where they...
Charlie over here just talking. He said like four big words, but I think he's fucking with us.
Yeah, are you messing with us, man?
Yeah, the fast five.
He said Krav Maga.
No, I know what
that is. We know what that is. It's some karate shit.
It is funny though that I was at Ace Hardware for my fountain supplies, and there's a guy with a shirt on that said, I mean, it said KRAV space MAGA, and I was like, oh, MAGA. I'm like, crave MAGA? Like, you like crave MAGA? I thought it was some sort of like, and then I realized it's Krav Maga. It's like, yeah, but it just, you're so accustomed to thinking MAGA, you see MAGA, or, you know.
Yeah.
You don't think Massachusetts, Georgia. You think fucking...
I mean, it makes sense because he is in UFC. So.
Who is?
Oh, Trump. He's like in UFC.
Yeah, he is in UFC. But I feel like this guy... I don't think this guy does UFC, the guy I saw at Ace. I don't think. I don't
know
that.
What are you saying? He didn't fit the shape of it?
No, I'm just saying... You know, I don't know what I'm saying. He had a shirt on that said Krav Maga. But also, like, the MAGA was highlighted. So, like, I don't know.
It still could have been a pun on it.
Is it, like, a crossover? Is he, like, yeah. Is he, like, being, like, I'm MAGA and I'll, like, fight for it or something?
That's what he loves. Because they had a whole ceremony. He got to go down to walk down. They're like, yeah. And everybody was chanting, like, you getting ready to fight?
True. And they're pro-Israel, right? Trump and they're pro-Israel, right?
I think MAGA. I'm not a political guy.
I think MAGA's pro-Israel. And Krav Maga's the Israeli one, isn't it? That's, like, the Israeli's army's fucking.
If anybody can split up. The MAGA following is the Jews. I'm gonna tell you that. Watch, that's what's gonna cut it. It's gonna people who support because
they
Israel.
Run things. No, okay. but why them?
I just think that's because people really love Jews. And then you
but
got the other.
They have their conspiracy.
Yeah,
too,
yeah, they got this conspiracy the cabal, that they run everything. You know, that's what cute. Because all the people who were in the QAnon shit, and that's on Trump's side from that. I don't think they like the Jews.
Oh, they're not going to be able to see eye to eye on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're always tearing things apart.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean. Yeah, that's crazy.
I see. No. I see what you're saying, though. I'm just thinking, yeah. They probably won't be able to see eye to eye on that. I mean, thanks for Googling.
You get my Adam Sandler movie. Everybody loves Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah, I'm saying the shit. The shit.
That's
man.
My favorite.
Big Daddy.
You're saying because
yeah,
he's
Jewish. I was watching that a couple. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, is that why?
Well, no, you're right. I was watching that 2 days ago, man.
Big Daddy. Yeah. Which one is that?
The one where he gets the dude from. You remember Sweet Life of Deck with Zach and Cody?
Yeah. Oh, that's his adopted son or whatever. Yeah.
I can wipe my
I forgot
own
about
ass.
That one.
Yeah. Did you watch Sweet Life of Deck on Zach and Cody?
No, that was I mean far after.
Yeah, that'd be very strange if you watched that. I was just I was just recently shitting on all the Disney Channel shit. Or I was just saying when I was growing up, I was like Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon,
yes.
Fuck Disney Channel. Like I thought all the like they had all these. I know, Brandon. I know you're gonna have some opinions on this. That's why I'm bringing it up. Right. But to me, they were like weird, kind of like corny sitcom type things. But then people were hitting me with Sweet Life on Deck. I was like, yeah, I guess that one was pretty all right. What was That So Raven Disney?
Yes, That's So Raven. Yeah, Wizard of Waverly Place.
That one sucked.
Good luck,
Charlie. Wizards of Waverly Place was awful.
Brandon, now you're off.
Yeah.
What'd you say? What was the last one?
Wizard of Waverly Place and then
Good Luck Charlie. I didn't watch
Good Luck
Charlie.
Charlie.
I know that my name is that. So you would think I would have. Oh, it's like Chick?
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking Jesse. Jesse was
high. Ooh, dude, I remember Jesse. That's who I grew up with, too. Ooh. Yeah, I remember that. Because she was on Sweet Life of Deck, too.
Just wait till you open up your TikTok.
Debbie Ryan. Remember Debbie Ryan? She was on Sweet Life of Deck, also.
Yeah, this was 4 years ago.
Is it Deck? Sweet Life of Deck?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, let's double check.
Oh, wait, yeah, because that was the second season, or the second spinoff.
Yeah.
Originally, it was just Sweet Life with Zach and Cody.
Oh, okay.
Sweet spelled like a hotel suite. They lived in a hotel.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
that was good, yeah. In fact, yeah, I don't remember On Deck being...
No, On Deck.
Oh, yeah, those boys were twins.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
See, there he is right there, yep. Man, time flew by, man.
It's like yesterday.
Oh, dude, wait, have you seen the interview? One of them does this interview where he's like it's more recent and he's smoking a cigarette. And it's like the most, I mean, like obnoxiously like cool guy shit. Like he goes, you mind if I smoke in here? And the lady doing the podcaster interviews is like, yeah, go. She's not going to say no. He's the biggest name they've had.
Oh, shit, that's worse than expected.
And, no, just and then put interview in. Oh yeah, that's the picture from it. He's just like, yeah. I mean, like, I just like to smoke like cigarettes, you know, like because now like people just blow smoke in the air. Like,
no way.
Have a cigarette?
Please have your cigarette. Yeah. You know what, Gold? Let's open the door.
I don't know. People are all cool about...
It's fine.
Everyone's smoking weed in like a studio.
But not a fucking cigarette.
Can I have tobacco? And everyone gets like this.
It's fine. It's fucking fine. Cigarette. I'm curious. Mm. Did you even go to like elementary school?
I did. It was off and on. It was in between jobs mainly. But most of my younger curriculum was homeschooled, which is great because to be honest, I felt like
I watched myself do this in the mirror, lighting up a cigarette and with like the cross leg thing, the fucking, there's another one a lot like that with Johnny Depp from like forever ago. They made us watch it in theater class in high school. And, because he's Johnny Depp, it kind of works. To me, it's not like pretentious bullshit like that.
Like this dude just
when they're
famous like that from such a young age. Mm-hmm.
You don't even understand.
Right here?
This one would be a deep cut to find because I mean I think they showed it to us on like a VHS. But yeah, probably starting with videos does help.
I'm not talking about cigarettes.
Yeah. Mind if I smoke in here?
You can't feel sorry for somebody who grew up rich and all this stuff, but you kind of can because they don't have a realistic view of the world. So when they act like this, they just don't know.
No, and it's not their fault that they grew up. I used to be way more like, fuck them, but now I'm kind of like, well, I don't know, people are just born and then they become a thing whether they mean to or not.
You can't control where you are. You can be in a dumpster, you can be in a mansion, anywhere you're born. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can be born in the toilet, like it happens.
Was that where you were born?
Yeah. No, thankfully, I was born in Detroit Hospital.
You were born in the hospital though?
Yep, thankfully, yes. Yep.
Complications?
I think I was premature a little bit.
What about like lack of oxygen?
Think so because I was yellow.
Yeah,
like we almost.
Oh,
died.
You were a jaundice baby.
Yeah, we almost died. Like both of us, and the doctor came at the last second, saved us. It was so close.
His twin named jaundice.
So you're a survivor.
Yes, I am a survivor.
I got to give up.
Came out the womb fighting. like a Simpson man. I was yellow as hell.
Yeah,
man, dude. Yeah. I'm telling you, I was almost not here. At first, it was already a surprise
that you were being born.
Oh yeah, nobody expected that. And then
all the way till you were born, like.
Well, no, we knew, but it's like before that, they were like, "Oh man, this is good. I could have kids."
She didn't know if she could have
then. Yeah, and then so it was like ever since it was like since day one, just been fighting in this world, man.
You're a miracle baby.
Yes, I am. I was poof, man. Brandon versus the world. So I'm glad to be here today, everybody.
We're going to get you your make-a-wish so you can get your miracles back.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, make-a-wish, right?
What would be your make-a-wish?
My make-a-wish? Well, I already said it.
I do think you have.
It was when I was talking to Jalen. I was talking about like all the like, world peace and all that shit. And,
but that was a lie.
Yeah,
so.
Everything. Well, me as a kid, because it's like you can't do that now. I was like, man, I want to do everything. I want to go to strip club, Lumen, Virginia as a kid. But now I guess, a lot of things. We go to WrestleMania.
Okay.
WrestleMania. Put me on Saturday Night Live. It'd be a lot, man. I'd be like WrestleMania.
There's like a fast pass line there for the fucking Make-A-Wish kids.
Give me money from the bank. Everything. I got a list. Never ends.
Wait, what was the last one? A bank?
Oh, I was like, yeah, man. Give me money from a bank. I guess.
I do think that's where they draw the line. I don't think a Make-A-Wish kid can be like. How about you just give me money?
Yeah, I'm like, let's get some money.
They'd probably save money if they did that, though.
Yeah, they're like, he just works as like a interest gaining thing. They're like, well, you give it to him.
Yes.
And then when he dies, you get it back at 2% more.
Put me in WWE Hall of Fame.
Put you in it?
Yep.
Without doing any wrestling?
Yeah. He's just like, he died. Put me in Saturday Night Live. He's an alumni.
That would be funny.
I just die on the set.
Is it raining outside? No. Sorry, that really took us out of the room. My bad. Also, it's just the AC kicking on. I got a fountain back home. And,
I understand.
I put a very specific amount of water in there. I don't need the rain fucking that up. Yeah.
But, Brad, I'm just looking at you with this hair. You got to do it. We got to shoot a skit where he's like an 80s something.
I look like I'm from the 80s, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, you look like a like 80s cop, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah, I yeah.
Like you'd
it.
Be like the side character yeah. in a 80s cop comedy.
You let your sideburns grow out. Yeah. Can you make them grow out?
Oh, yeah,
a little
if you could get the sideburns too. Look, oh, man, when, dude.
You know, my biological dad, he was a cop.
Really?
Yeah, in the 80s.
Mm.
Interesting. I think my dad's biological dad was a cop. I might be wrong about
really?
That.
Really?
I think so. I don't know.
Hell, we don't have no snitches in our family.
Damn.
And you guys are poor. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I don't know. Cops. That's where we hit a dead end, huh?
Yeah.
It's like
yeah,
cops.
Got, well, yeah.
Not all of them, right, Brandon? Because you got to work with them.
Yeah, see, not all of them. No, man, there's some good ones out there.
They save people's life, just
yes,
like you're about
do.
To do?
Yes, they do. Huh? Yes, they do. You can't. Shoot, you ever seen Paul Blart Mall Cop? Man, that's a good cop right there. Fucking, what was it, Axel Foley with Beverly Hills Cops? That's a good cop.
Which one is the one with the guy that makes the sounds?
Wait, what?
Oh, Police Academy.
Yeah, ooh. And what's his name again? What's the sound guy?
Winslow.
That's Michael Winslow who does the sounds?
Yeah, right.
Really? I thought it was... I don't know. I thought it was somebody else.
Bobcat Goldthwait sounds funny.
Yeah.
He talks.
But there's other guys that do this, like, sound shit. If I remember right, there's other. I mean, this isn't even controversial. There's other black guys that make funny sounds with their mouths.
Damn.
It's
man.
Not just Winslow, but I don't.
Funny. Him?
Yeah, I guess that is him. Yeah.
Shit. Dude, he does look like me.
Who am I thinking of, though? Who's the guy that's... Oh, Bobby McFerrin is who I was thinking
Bobby
of.
Bobby McFerrin.
I don't know why I thought it was him.
He
doesn't look
good at all. Bobby McFerrin?
Yeah, do you know who that is?
No. No, I have to see it. If I see
I guess he just does music. For some reason, I thought he acted,
yeah, I don't
too.
Know that guy.
He does... Oh, he did Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Don't worry.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, he's actually really fucking cool. He... can sing really well, like does the crazy sing things, and he has this video where he's at some conference or some shit, I don't know, but he's on stage and he's showing people that like you innately know music. So basically he's like, he is standing in one spot on the stage and he's like, when I jump here, go and so he jumps and the crowd goes and then he jumps a little to the right and he goes, when I jump here, go and then they go And then he does this whole little thing back and forth where he's like, like jumping around. But then, without telling anybody anything, he jumps to a third spot. And the whole crowd go up with him. They all go, like they go up with him. So he's saying, like, you know the pentatonic scale, like, just inside of you. Hmm. And so, I don't know. That's cool.
That sounds dope as hell.
Yeah. It's I thought it would sound dope as hell.
I'm like, to get all those people to do that, man.
Yeah. It is cool though. It's like a cool. I like those like. I don't know. I guess I like somebody who can like teach well. I guess. I don't know.
No, I mean it is like it's like that thing where they rub your hand and they mm-hmm. put a fake one there and you can feel it.
Yeah, ooh. Like the ghost. I mean, I'm not quite sure in what way it's like. But I mean, those are both. Things, so I guess you could draw a comparison, yeah. But but that is also crazy. I won't lie; like I react with the same craziness to that. Like, whoa, you can fucking feel it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And they'll do it with the hammer. Where they like they put the mirror on them like this, and you're looking at the fake hand, but you think it's your real hand, and they smash it. That is pretty cool.
That is dope. I saw something like that yesterday, where this dude he had a piano that whenever he hit it, it would shoot at something.
Oh,
and it was like
I've seen
the
that.
Paintball.
I
he
saw
got
that.
The choir.
The paintballs.
Yeah,
yeah,
and he just
tried
kept shooting them.
Yeah, because
then they were each, like screaming.
Each key, or what was it? He was trying to play the people like an instrument. So, like, I think each person had a note that corresponded to the piano key. Mm-hmm. So when they got shot by the paintball, they go, ah. Or maybe they didn't have a note, but like, but they would all go, you know.
Yeah. And he had to do auto-tune because like, they would just be like, oh.
Yeah.
And he's like, that ain't right.
No, but by the end, they were like, all right, can we please? Because he's like, they keep messing it. He's trying to play a whole piece and they keep messing up. And by the end, they're like, this hurts. Like, can you stop, please? We don't care that you want to play fucking Beethoven's Fifth or whatever.
Y'all want to see it?
Gun piano.
Yep, that's it right there.
I built a gun piano. Yeah, this is the first European TikToker. It's like Austrian or some shit.
But eventually, we found some music students that said yes.
Let's try it. Okay, Rero. Are we trying going out this game? Shooting them definitely created a lot of sound, but it wasn't music. However, I had an idea. Look at these microphones. This setup will force the correct note to be sung, so even their screams will become beautiful music. It's Hitler.
Yeah.
Ready?
Even the screams will become beautiful music.
I will try a chord on the people over there. Okay, let's try the C major scale. This is the only thing. I will try to play a song now.
Short one. Yeah, man.
Somebody said, I will kill you.
Yeah,
I see. Yeah, it got real. That's good.
You should never get these niggas money.
No.
They do this shit.
If you want to hear Rush, nah, man. That's what music's all about, I guess.
Yeah, fucking Doge or whatever would say that, like, that was USAID funded. Human gun piano?
Brandon, I will have to tell you, I think you were right about the urinal.
Really? Wait.
So what happened was, we were out at Lone Goose, and I had gray pants on, gray jeans, and went to the urinal, and I was talking to Jake. We were in a deep conversation, and I didn't realize that I didn't pull it out of my boxers, but not out of my pants, and I pissed all the way down my pants on both sides.
Oh my god!
And I didn't realize it until I got done, and then Jake was like, "Fuck!" So I had to follow behind him. And I walked out to the car.
Damn.
And luckily, from that scene with Chandler, we're shooting a skit, and I had the ugliest jeans in the world. And I put those on, went back in. Nobody noticed.
Oh, my God.
Nobody said anything.
What a getaway, though.
Yeah.
That's impressive. But also, that is crazy that you full piss.
Oh, full. Like, I mean, down both sides.
Oh, no.
I don't even know how that happened.
Yeah.
I still don't know how.
Someone pissing my pants.
Yeah.
That's why you got to go on the stall, stand up, sit down, do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you still going to use the urinal?
Yeah, I'm still going to use it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I think it was user error, but I was like, when it happened, I was like, you know, I should have listened to Brandon and dropped her out.
I was going
to
say, that wouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm.
If
you
were
just
in the stall.
Well, no, if you dropped your pants all the way to your ankle.
In the stall.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess that's the perfect
but both
solution.
Ways it wouldn't happen. So if you dropped them in a urinal or in the stall.
Or sat down.
You do sit down now, too?
No, I graduated.
I've been messing around with sit down,
you
actually.
Do? Like,
I've been sitting down more.
How does it
more.
Feel? Because you could pull out a phone and, like, look at a movie or something.
Yeah, I mean, that is kind of...
But you don't do it.
I actually don't really know
if I'm lazy.
I started doing that. But yeah, at home lately, I've been sitting more often to pee. Oh, I just got tired of wiping the edge.
Exactly, see? Mm-hmm.
Because, like, even if I'm on Target, which, I mean, I'm, you know, I don't know. I'm under 300 on that, but, like, it's not terrible.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, totally missing. Because you ever have where, like, you whip it out, and then you start, and it goes, like, a little more to the side?
Yeah. Oh, without doubt, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, sometimes that's hard to account for, mm-hmm. because you're like, I'm lined up down the middle. Didn't know it was going to be a foul ball or something.
Yeah, you didn't take
it
in the wind factor.
Yeah. Well, there's no wind in my bathroom, but that would be funny if you just had a fan right by it. Well, check out the curve on this.
I'm glad you agree with my claim, man.
Of sitting down being...
No, not just that. I was talking about, like, why? So you don't. So you would never be like, hey, man, let's use a stall and pull the pants down.
Never all. I zero times ever pull my pants all the way down while standing.
Halfway?
Not even halfway.
So you just go to the urinal.
I go to the urinal when I do go to the urinal, I keep my pants up. But also, when I go into the stall, I also keep my pants up. Man. So yeah.
That defeats the purpose. I would just go to the So you don't ever feel worried?
Worried about,
like, what just happened to Don?
Oh, yeah. I forgot that that was your reasoning originally.
Like, that's my
way
reason,
back
because, like, sometimes
I go
like this.
But it only goes...
I don't get two directions hardly ever.
Besides when you just, like,
I just came. Yeah, just, and there's a... Apparently, there's a little bit of dry cum on my dick.
Then you get a little bit of pain.
That is preventing me. What? No, go ahead.
No, I was just...
You say pain.
Yeah.
Like it hurts when you pee. Is that what you're getting at?
For 5 seconds, and then it's gone.
Five, and then it's gone. That's
I guess the term is if you get too rough or something, then you get sore. Yeah, so.
Too rough with what?
Yeah, you just get too crazy.
With the what?
With what's going on. We were talking about, like, after us, like, the word sex, right?
Yeah, no. I have this, too, where my shit hurts.
You get too crazy. Yeah, if you get too crazy, then you're like, damn, I need to calm the fuck down a little bit.
I don't know what it is, but I know I will say often after having sex, like next time I go to pee, it hurts a little bit.
For a second, like right away.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
I want to
like
make
right
sure.
Away,
otherwise,
right.
I would not have said that.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Because after that, I run and be like, we got to get this out of my system because I don't want to get a UTI or nothing.
Yeah.
So they say that, but now my trick for that is I try to wait as long as possible to piss.
Oh, because of,
Well, because it doesn't hurt then later when
dude,
I piss.
Oh, dude, that makes sense. I should wait.
Well, but here's how it can backfire, though. Because the thing is that what he was talking about with the little bit at the end that dries up,
mm-hmm.
that's worse later. There's been a second delay, but where I like start pissing and it's like, I guess it has to build up the pressure
to break it off. Yeah.
Which there's no way that's
that.
Good. I mean, I don't know why it'd be bad, but it can't be good.
Man, that's
how about urinary meatus sickles? Okay, that is the term for that. We were talking before the podcast about how I had a kidney surgery, and I remember calling a nurse or like just the office because something looked not quite right. Something was a little different after, and like it was probably just like slight swelling or something, but I don't know. So I call and I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I should cut. There's just something's different about my urethra. It looks different. And she's like, your urethra? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, so like, what? And I'm like, dude, this is the urologist. Like, you should know it, even if you're just like the front desk lady. And I'm like, the hole on my penis. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. And she's like, oh, the urinary meatus. And I was like, I guess. I don't know. And I was like, I think it's the urethra. And how y'all feel? You feel like that's the right term, right?
I would think urethra.
Yeah, apparently urethra is like the inside of your dick, like the tube on the way there. But I was just so... why does that matter?
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, nobody knows the fucking technical terms of shit.
No. I was already doing the most with urethra.
Yeah.
I was coming in, I'm like, I'm studied for this. Yeah,
I would have said pee hole.
Yeah.
She's coming in and be like, my dick hole. Like, then she's going to be like, wow, whoa, what you trying to say?
It is really awkward in those offices choosing what term to use. I'm like, do I go like all scientific... like penis, or do I say my dick, or do I? I've kind of messed out with all of them. Yeah, what's that?
You did. You put dick.
But like when I'm talking to them in the office, I'm like, do I say? Because like, it's weird. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's not weird, but I've tried penis. I've tried dick. I don't know what's right.
Because
sometimes I feel like with penis, they think, oh, you're trying to do my job. What did you say, Brandon?
It's a dump truck. Be like the snake.
The snake or the dump, what was the first
the classical
one?
Classical P.
The dump truck.
You call your
dude,
penis
dump
truck.
Dude, I call it all
the
time. I call it, be like, hey, man, the old football, the old chain. The old anaconda.
Okay, I get anaconda, and I get...
Yeah, snake is fine.
Yeah.
Every other one is good. Well, what are some like, others? Like, what
I do is, like, you know how a mafia person will tell you they're trying to kill you, but they'll be like, hey, man, you keep messing around, I'm going to put you in the old shutter or something. Like, I do it like that with my junk. I'll be like, yeah, man, you know, the old vehicle's about to come out.
Uh-huh, the old
like
Ford
that,
Taurus.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The old Mustang GT, the Scat Pack.
Uh-huh.
The old sofa.
I like that.
The old microphone.
I'd hate to know where the Scat Pack has been.
Yeah. Stuff like that, just to make it less awkward.
I'm sure
that makes it less awkward.
I think so, because I just come out like,
the doctor or the nurse, she'd be like, excuse me?
I'd be like, you know what I mean.
It's like Ford Taurus, that's a new one. Or what, I guess I said that, not you. But Man,
Beretta, don't ever chase. Dump truck, I've never heard. That's like if like you said that.
That's definitely an ass term. The dump truck, that's for your butt. Yeah
we'll
for
change
sure.
it for that.
Because you might, but you might have been talking about your dump truck.
Nah, that's rare. Nah, we try to keep it out of conversations.
Well, no, once you have to go to the proctologist, it'll come up.
I don't want to go to the proctologist.
Nobody wants to.
No one.
Yeah.
When do you start going?
Other than your vicarious friend. He's like, well.
Talking about J-Dubs.
Yeah.
J-Dubs loves that trip.
Fine,
I'm shout out J-Dub. We was at Millbrook last night. That motherfucker's wild, boy. J Dub says the wild, like this is, these are like old Christian white people, and he's saying the most wild shit. Like,
man,
first time I got banged by a drag queen,
and this is in his set.
No, this is outside.
I was like, I've never seen that in his set. This is standing around.
This
after.
Is outside.
Oh wow,
so worse. If it was in his set, you could be like,
he's being over the top.
Yeah,
he's
you
being
don't
crazy.
Know if
yeah.
He's just like, fucking
ass. 10 inches huge, man. That's
yeah, that's
too
insane.
Much, right?
How big is a fucking horse's yunk?
Bigger than that.
I think bigger than that.
Okay. Far bigger.
So
I think it's like, isn't it like 2 feet?
2 feet?
I mean, I've seen them. I don't know about 2 feet.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's
at least.
It's, damn. I don't know. I'd have to do a
side-by-side.
You
want me to find out?
See, right. How big is a horse's dump truck? All
right, how big is a horse's
truck?
Caboose?
not caboose. That doesn't work.
You know, just how big is a horse?
These are all ass things. Yeah.
Horse genital size.
Genital?
What do you call the thing on the front of a car? Like that little, people steal it off of a Rolls Royce?
No.
Ooh.
What do you call that?
Dude, 10 to 14 inches. I was right.
Relaxed.
Oh, relaxed. Shit, okay.
Relaxed.
Unrelaxed. We need
it.
To see unrelaxed.
Yeah, why wouldn't they tell us to fuck it? I want to know
Let's see. I'll
more.
Just say it right.
Wait, but
increases
also,
by 3 to 4 times.
3 to 4 times?
No way, dude.
That's what it says. When erect.
Jesus Christ.
You know, there's more.
I think that maybe they're not fully erect until they're inside of a pussy. Or like a horse's pussy.
That's why that person died on that video. Y'all ever seen that?
Seen what?
Where that dude like got, somebody got trapped in a barn and died from that.
Yeah, there's
trapped.
Yeah. What are you saying? You got trapped in the barn and died from what?
From getting fucked
like,
by a horse.
Yeah, fucked by the horse. Like the horse jumped back there, and then they're like, "Oh shit!" Or that's what they wanted. I don't know what their little adventure
was. Well,
if
you're in there with your pants off,
he died.
Didn't they make a documentary about that?
He's like, "No, I pulled off my pants to try to choke the horse out, and it didn't work, and he got the best of me." I mean, what can I say? I think there's like two famous. One is Mr. Hands, which Alex said earlier, where he was meeting with a group. At least I think this one was Mr. Hands. He's meeting with a group for that, like people who are into bestiality and shit. I think it was in like Seattle or something. And literally, it takes like a team of people to help you get fucked by a horse. Like you have people there, yeah, and they use like a hoist on the horse. Like
What?
Yeah, this there's like fucking OSHA gets involved.
Two men live.
This is gonna be a confined space entry.
Damn.
To do away with the regulations.
Yeah. If a man wants to get fucked by his horse on his property, he should be allowed to. I think it literally just like fucked him to death.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it just fucked
up his
internal organs.
If you're fucking
organs.
A whore, I mean, it's time to go.
Well, also, it's like basic, like your asshole is here.
Mm.
You know, 14 times 4 is. As
18, 14. Oh wait, hold on. My bad. I thought you said plus. I'm tripping. I thought you said plus.
Even okay, no, plus would have been it. Plus would have been it. Plus
we misheard you there.
Yeah,
we misheard you. We misheard you.
Well, even all 18, right. But whatever the fuck. I mean, I don't know why I cannot figure out the math on it, but 56, maybe something.
Yeah,
I think I hit it. I think I hit it there. I think it's
56.
I don't know. But anyways, measure from your asshole up 56 inches, you're out of your fucking head.
Yeah.
So like,
well, your intestines are very long.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's
so
not
that's like is it 56?
It doesn't go straight to it does.
Is it 56?
Huh?
I think it's 56. I mean, you're not wrong. It does go.
Let me check.
Does follow the pipe, you know, but a horse's dick is not making it through the small intestine. There's
so
no
it's probably going to rip it, right?
That's exactly what I'm assuming happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I was so right. I said 56.
I think. When did you say it? Was it after?
No, because I started literally counting. I literally just
far.
Dude, I started, but I started counting. Got like 28 plus 28.
Just right now.
I started counting before we even came in here. I was saying,
I'm like 28 plus 28, uh-huh. 56.
That is a good way to figure it out. That is a good way to figure it out.
These donations at my job been helping me. Like, dude, I'm a good ass. Yeah.
Donations?
Yeah, because like they'll be like rounded up to like $15.
Oh, at Publix.
I'm like,
yeah,
shit,
yeah.
Man.
Before we leave, can you take us through what you do now? Because remember last time how you did your math to.
Oh, well.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a number. All right. I give you $15. The total was $14.25.
You said $14.25?
Hey. Add a dollar and the change.
Okay, so you said 14.25. Okay, so let's see. For the 15? So you want me to go up to... Wait, so you want me to go up to a total of 16? Because you said add an extra
dollar.
Keep
the change plus a dollar.
Plus a dollar. So you said how much is it again? Mm-hmm. So you give me 15, mm-hmm. and it's 14.20 what?
25.
Okay, so 100 minus 25. 20, take away 5. So now we're at 75. So total 75 cents, right? That's how much I got.
That is correct. I mean, yeah.
No, not
with the dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you said plus.
But also, I would say that didn't make sense, though. What do you mean?
Because you said you gave me $15.
Yeah, I gave
you $14.25, so 75 cents. That's how much is left over.
But I don't get what you're... So you're telling the cashier... Are you telling the cashier to hang on to one? Like, and you can keep that dollar. They're like, well, the total... Like, I can't keep it. That's how much it costs.
I realized I fucked up halfway through, but I was like, I'm just see if he can...
I got it.
You were like... You were literally just holding out for like, well, Brandon will fuck up harder. And nobody will know that I fucked up.
Oh, man. Shit.
Man. I did expect 75 to be a little snappier, though. I won't lie. That's a big one. 25, 50, 70. That's the quarter
that's
right
good,
there.
Man. All
right. Yeah.
All right. Total's $87. Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I know this is going to be more harder.
No. The total's $87.
The total's $87. I give you $100. And I want you to donate $2.
Okay, good. That works out.
So you said the total is $87.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. 10, 1, 2, 3, 4. No, 1, 2, 3. All right, so you said you want me to donate
$2.
Mm-hmm. Damn, man. Fuck. Okay, so 87, so then 10. Okay, 10 plus 3. So there's $13 left over. So take away 2. 11. So, okay. So I give you back $11. Well, no, it's $11 take plus the 2. So it's like all together it'd be 13. I take away 2 for that. So it's like 11. You get what I'm saying? Because, okay. Yeah, thank you. I'm going to make sure that we all knew this.
He kept us in.
You just double checked your work.
Yes,
that's fine.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Fine.
That's what I do. We got it.
But yeah,
I told you, man.
Hey, you've been on it.
Yes, I have.
You've been on it.
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You really did pass it and then hit a U-turn.
Yes,
you're like, wait, now it was that one.
Okay, I'm like, okay, so 10, 3.
To get back there. 10,
3, 13, take away 2. We got $11.
Yeah. Retrace your steps. Yeah.
That's going,
oh my God.
Yeah. So you're getting $11 back.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Hell
that's
yeah.
Spot on.
Hey,
that
my boy.
Spot on.
Yeah, man. Who needs math class when you got this?
Yeah, yeah. For real, dude.
Yeah.
School of the streets, public streets, yeah.
The public
school of the aisles.
That dinosaur, alligator, who knows?
A lot of those public workers have weird voices.
Yeah they do.
Interesting. I ran into a weird voice at Ace Hardware today. I was busy getting some stuff for a fountain, and no big deal. But but his voice was like, I almost felt like it was some different dude. I had two run-ins with cashiers today. I'll start with the less exciting one. It was the guy at Ace. I wanted to return something. First of all, I walked out and immediately went, this isn't going to work. I'm building a fountain here. Okay, I'm going to stop with that. I was like, I got something. I was like, wait, this won't work. So I immediately turn around and go back. And they got the maze line, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I just walked in, like, from the end of it. Like, you know, I skipped all the shit. And he was like, you have to go around. And I was like, that came off a little too Down syndrome. That's not what it was.
I was thinking deaf.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Me too.
Deaf. Whatever. Deaf. Whatever you thought it was.
Probably.
I don't know. I'm being a nice person somehow. I swear. But he says go around, and so that annoyed me. that's really it. But then I go up there again because then I have to purchase the right thing, and I couldn't fucking understand this guy at all. But then I realized I felt like he had like a different version of that RFK shit because it was like his voice was like going on and off. Mm. Yeah, it was like literally like cutting in and out.
And see, when you got that stuff,
I had to adjust his antenna. Man, but.
You should just work manual labor. There's no reason for you to be talking to people, trying to get, you know, service.
The cashier I bought the first stuff with before I returned was like, oh, I got to go load this stuff. And I walked back in, and he saw me and still went to load the shit, when clearly other guys should be loading. Yeah. He should have been on the cash register, and he would have gotten it right away because he knew what I bought. But that's not the one I'm upset about anyways. We're gonna keep digging into this, by the way. I hope we have a lot of time. So I go to Circle K on the way here, and you know, now at the Circle K's, they have that tray that you just like set down your stuff, and it just knows what it is and checks you out.
Not always right though. You check that shit.
Yeah, exactly. I've gotten it positive too, where I got away with something. It was one of the like hot food things, and it thought it was something else. But anyways, I'm getting Dr. Pepper, a sleeve of peanuts, and I need a blunt wrap from behind the counter.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk up to the counter, and first of all, this lady has the register set up where the screen, like if you go to her, there's a screen like turned around at you in between. So you can't even like look at this lady in the eyes. And, but I stand there and I kind of go like around the screen to like see her. And, she's like looking at me and, she's just looking. She's like, "You don't know what? What is the? You do you not know how
are
to
you
use
serious?
The thing? Yeah, swear to God, swear to God." And I went. I was just like, "No, I need something from behind the counter." And she and I'm like, "I don't know." It immediately infuriated me.
I got pissed off,
dude. I was so pissed right away. She's like, "You don't know how to use." I'm like, "The thing that does your job? No, I know how to use it. Everybody knows how to do your job. I'm sorry, but like, it's there's nothing complicated about this. Just do it. That's all you have to do.
Especially when you got
the
things that does everything else. You just have to go fucking grab it.
This is the one thing you have to do is get. And then of course I go, "Can I just get the green white owls?" She goes back there. Just waddling back there took forever, and she looks down and she's like, "We don't have the green ones." So I move over to the side away from the screen, and I look and I'm like, "The green ones up a row all the way to the right." So even her one part she couldn't fucking do.
Damn.
And it just I brought out the old conservative in me. It's like, dude, we gotta these people need to work.
I'll say it again, service industry is in shambles, man.
It is.
All right, Charlie. Appreciate you coming on, man.
Yeah, I'm glad I got to get that off my chest.
Thanks, guys.
What's the one? It's the one over here, right?
Yeah. Going off of Madison.
Dirty White.
No. I should have started with that. Older big black lady.
Mm-hmm.
DMV vibe.
I know who you're talking about.
Know her? Oh,
yeah,
my God, dude.
Hey, don't play with me with that shit.
Yeah.
Grab it. Because they don't have anything else to do, and sometimes they get too laxed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they
just
she
think
was
everybody's
fully
supposed to use those.
Yeah.
No, fucking people come to the gas stations for a lot of shit you got behind.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Count. And she was 100% chilling, and I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, you're gonna have to not chill for could have been 20 seconds, but then it turned into 5 minutes because she's a lazy bitch. Anyways,
conversation ain't gonna hurt nobody. Some people lonely, they need that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I could have helped this lady out. I could have made her feel better, but instead
somebody out.
Yeah,
somebody else is lonely. They at home. They got nothing else. They want to talk to somebody at the gas station. Let them have it.
Uh huh. Yeah. All I wanted to do was compliment her on her body, but you know.
No, not that. No, I'm not. No, I'm just talking about life. Like it's always good to talk.
Brandon, don't go to the gas station and try to talk to these people.
No, I'm not trying to talk to nobody. I'm just not me. I'm talking about I'm good. I'm talking about there's some lonely people out there. Yeah. Last resort, man.
Dude, but you must run into that at Publix all the time. Oh. I did at Publix was the worst job for like lonely people just talking to me.
Yeah, I'd be because
you
there.
Guys have to be nice, right?
Yeah, you're supposed to be nice. Yeah. And I was on the floor in produce, and like it was just any. They're normally old, and they're just like they just. It starts with a question about like. When we get rutabagas or some fucking shit. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, they're talking about how like their daughter doesn't talk to them.
Yeah. I'm like a therapist.
Yeah. What's that?
I'm like a therapist in there, man.
You'd
like,
be a great listen. Therapist.
Yeah.
I give them advice. I'm like, damn, man, I'm sorry your dog died, bro. It's okay. Now that'll be $7.85.
All right, we out. Good shit.
hate Scrappy Doo.